IVM.
Stories, we've got stories. They're a little bit of funny and a little bit of dissimilar. You want to hear them? It's got humans. They're sitting in a box and talking old Edward all loud.
चलो चलो हेलो हेलो
नमस्कार
नमस्ते
अरे दैट वाज
आल्सो यस यस व्हाई नॉट वेलकम टू वार्तालाप यू गाइस वी हैव अनदर एपिसोड विद नवीन एंड आई एवरी टाइम वी आर हियर मैन
या
साउंड्स लाइक वी आर द होस्ट्स
व्हाट आर द ऑड्स कोइंसिडेंस आई थिंक यस बिकॉज़ वी हैव टू रिकॉर्ड लाइक टुगेदर
डिड यू हैव अ डीसेंट वीकेंड
मोर ऑर लेस
यू हैड फुल पार्टी वीकेंड
आई गॉट लॉस्ट ऑन फ्राइडे
वाओ
टू बैक टू बैक पार्टीज एंड देन लाइक जस्ट एंडेड अप रिगर्जिटेटिंग ऑल ऑफ इट आउट And
that's a terrible idea. That sounds like the last time I had alcohol.
Yeah, it's every time I have alcohol. And basically I mix marijuana with alcohol.
You should not do that.
I should not do that.
The phenomenon is called greening out. It is. It's
yeah.
When you have, because your metabolism speeds up because of the THC and the CBD and everything.
Yeah.
And then your, your alcohol in the blood starts hitting you way faster.
And you sound like Hulk when you puke. So you're like,
I wouldn't know either because I don't do marijuana or I don't drink alcohol.
We figured as much.
Yeah, you seem like
boy.
A very peaceful person.
But who are you? We'll introduce you. Wait, man.
Yeah.
It's not about you. This guest just come and think it's about them. Hold on.
No, I'm just, I thought I'm missing or something.
No, it's okay.
I'm literally.
But it's just like we usually start the show with a story and.
We tell them what has been up in our lives.
Yeah.
Because, and it doesn't matter because see, this could release 6 months later also, but the things would be just as relevant. Like getting too drunk on weekend, Naveen? Yes, relevant.
Yes. So I basically was like indoors for most of the weekend. Good thing because Sunday my parents came to see my new apartment where I live now. So it was quite something because I had to like first of all hide all the paraphernalia of all sorts.
So when you say paraphernalia, do you mean the queer paraphernalia and the marijuana paraphernalia
right. and alcohol paraphernalia
right.
and whatever is like basically visually not appealing to my parents. Like I knew at one point mom would come and ask where's the photo of Jesus or Mother Mary over here in this house.
Oh, there was no photo?
There's one poster I have which is about like an akhada from Haryana in 1975. So it's just a bunch of men climbing each other. And it's the most erotic thing. I did not take that down there. My father was like, what the fuck is this? And I'm like, this is 1975 erotica. But then like they saw my cat. They were really happy with the cat.
Lovely.
They were like, and they saw visual growth in me because at my house, in my apartment with my family,
yeah.
I would just like be on the bed all day.
Yeah.
But they took the notice that like, okay, I cleaned the house, I broomed it, I did pocha, I washed my clothes, I have a microwave, I have a cooker, whatever.
Nice. Yeah, that's a nice feeling, no?
Yeah.
When your parents acknowledge that you are now adult, like they, you see that shift in their eyes.
Exactly. And that was nice. So I earned my parents' respect this weekend.
Wow. Oof. I lost the respect of 25 people who bought tickets for my show this weekend.
Oh shit.
I was doing a trial show in Bangalore.
Okay.
Oh. And it's, you know, the lowest rung of trial shows I do, which is called Live and Trying, which is basically I get up on stage and I just talk about something for an hour.
Yeah.
It's just, and I tell them in the beginning, this is your fault because you bought show tickets to a show called Live and Trying, not even what. I could be doing belly dancing. You don't know this. So, but they didn't take the jokes very jokingly. And then old people. I do this new joke about how people above 40 have failed us, like in our country. Like the whole generation has failed us because, they were too busy with hate and World Cup. And and there was this like couple there in the back and I'm like, how old are you? They said, we won't tell you. I said, oh, so you're 21. Ha ha ha. And then I made fun of an 18-year-old also so that they feel more comfortable. Yo, bichara, I ripped into that kid so much. And then at the end, the uncle auntie left before I could start the joke only.
Oh,
so it was quite sad. But Bangalore generally is happy. It's also one of the favorite cities of our guest today.
Yeah,
considering that.
Segue,
we are 5 minutes into this episode. Hey, Abhinit, can you not sit in front of the time indicating device? If you can't, you can show him also if you want. This is Abhinit who has now become Sasta Amit Trivedi. As you can see, slightly chubby Amit Trivedi. Very nice, Amit Trivedi. Okay, so that brings us to our guest. Hello.
Yeah. Tejinder Singh.
Hello.
You've been quiet for a long time.
Yeah, sorry about
Why?
That.
Yeah, yeah. You guys want me to not to speak.
Tell us about your weekend. Like, you're a photographer, so we assume you took some photos over the weekend.
Not really.
Oh, shit.
Sure. Yeah, I was sleeping because I've been shooting back to back since past 2-3 months.
Mm-hmm.
So I just like
slept. You took one weekend off?
Yeah, it wasn't like I took it off. It was just like there was no shoot happening.
That happens a lot, no? Your vacation is dictated by kaam aaya ki nahi aaya.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm like kaam aa raha hai, kaam karte raho.
So freelance basically is your
Tend to call myself an independent photographer because I don't work with everybody as a freelancer.
Okay.
So it's more like an independent work but with people that I select to work with.
Wow. It's like you interviewed them to take a photo of them.
But that makes a lot of sense, dude. Like, you know, people view photography as more of like a mechanical thing, you know?
Yeah,
like the constant argument of photo seedha bhej do.
But that's also because of this epidemic of everybody getting a DSLR at their birthdays at 17.
I agree.
And then making their like Ramesh Poddar photography page.
I agree. But, you know, that kind of hides the amount of craft required for all of this, right? Like, I mean, it's still an art form. So, yeah, it makes sense to choose who you photograph.
True. And who you work with, basically, because... I think in the commercial setup, once you are out there as a commercial photographer, so people generally think you are available for anybody to sort of, you know, that they can hire you.
Yeah.
And then you can work under them.
Yeah.
I tend not to do that.
Yeah.
I am very specific who I want to work with. I'll see what kind of work it is and who are the people who are producing it or making it and who I'm going to go photograph.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some sort of ethic play that come into the in the whole setup.
That's interesting that you call it ethics.
Yeah.
What do you base it on?
I don't know like if I should say it, but for example, I was just offered a film. It's a crazy big ass film which will go into production in a few months. And I kept thinking about it. Okay, should I take it? Should I not take it? One of the biggest directors of the country. One of the biggest superstars.
Can you give us names? Like, this is really vague.
So wait, this is to shoot video or take photos?
To do photography.
The back.
The stills for the whole film.
Okay.
And I'm like, I can't work with this guy because this guy has done shit over the past few number of years, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like,
again, we have no idea who you're talking about.
So we can't really agree on it.
Yeah. Done some shit
no, but like you mean in terms artistically shit or like Me Too shit?
Me Too shit, yeah.
Not Me Too shit, but like taking lives of people and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, and getting away with it.
Yeah, man, this is hardcore.
Yeah.
But you know, this I'm not surprised also. You know, you read about anybody in power in India, they have to have a few dead bodies in the closet.
Yeah.
You don't just get out of a, you know, you're not on the top of a billion country, people ka country without knocking a few heads out.
Yeah. Like Karan Johar still in the closet himself. Anyways, but I'm sorry, I can do that. I can call that pot shot.
Sure.
But your photography artist page is called Kamaka Photo Artist.
Hmm.
So what's the influence behind the name? And so also as you said, the whole ethic behind it.
Yeah, so basically behind this, there's nothing. It's very just like Kamaka.
Okay.
I joined Instagram super late. Like when people started leaving Instagram, I was like, oh, chalo,
Instagram. People are leaving Instagram?
No one's leaving Instagram.
Not now, yet. I think. Yeah.
But
they were like in like just before they introduced stories, people were like sort of ke oh new update aa gaya ye kya hai bakwas ye sab.
Yeah, but they all came back. I think Facebook kind of went down the hill.
True.
Twitter's whatever right now.
Yeah.
But Instagram is where like the whole soul of social media is.
That's true.
The influencers are born there.
I hope so. I finally learned it.
Yeah.
Like, I finally know how to do everything now. I think I can do everything. I still can't do the thing. You know, they do the thing where in the story they have their face in another place. You know, like, how did
I'll teach you? I'll teach you that.
I think that's Snapchat.
No, it's on Instagram also.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Then
Snapchat to tatti hai ekdam.
Main to ha, main nahi use kar raha.
Maine bahut try kiya.
Works of dating a 21-year-old. That's all.
Chhi. Not the 21-year-old. The app. The app is chhi.
The perks.
The boy is fine. I've met.
So yeah. So basically, it's fine.
Don't mind us.
No, not mind.
From Cyrus Brocha.
Naveen is just on a roll. This is, I don't know.
The season is all about bringing
it. Still hung up.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, I joined Instagram super late and I couldn't find a username which would say Tejinder Singh something, right?
Mm.
So, I ended up using, I like, yaar, kya hai? Matlab, kya Khamkha kuch aise, matlab, mil nahi raha types. So, I wrote Tejinder Singh Khamkha and it was available. So, that's my first, like, my personal profile that I started on Instagram. And over, like, a year and a half, people start telling me, oh, you should come up with your, you know, Facebook photography page, Instagram photography page. I was like, fuck it, like, whatever, this is all nonsense. And I'd seen with, like, in my college, you know, the few of my friends on their birthdays bought cameras. Next day, they started their photography page. And they were putting out photos of tanki clean kar rahe hain apne ghar ki,
pani ki. Pani phek rahe
hain. Wo pani phek rahe hain. And I was like, very artistic.
Yeah.
Shabash.
Have I ever told a story about my sister losing my camera?
Whoa.
Yes, yes. I think you have discussed this on this podcast.
I'm just like, before I just told me now. Like, I didn't repeat stories.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard it though.
It's okay, I'll tell you afterwards.
Cool. No, but audience has na, fir wo log likhenge.
Ki ye kya podcast also.
Same cheez bar bar suna rahe
hum log. That's true.
I have a amateur photography page on Instagram.
You do?
Yeah.
What is it called?
It's called Not Kuch Bhi Mehta. My so the YouTube channel is called Kuch Bhi Mehta, which is quite khamakha in its own way.
Yeah.
Because main bhi aise
hi kuch bhi hamola kuch bhi. I mean, just like that.
And then kya ho gaya ki I didn't want to disrupt. Actually, it's not even, I wouldn't call it a photography page. It's just that I like taking photos.
Yeah.
So, and I need a place to keep them so that I know that they're all the nice ones are in one place.
Okay.
And I like making the grid. Wo pura profile mode mein
dekho.
So, main grid banata rehta. So, like, the problem was, you know, once the comedy thing started taking off, people expected more and more on the comedy end of it. So, maine kuch bhi mehta alag kar diya aur isko not kuch bhi mehta kar diya.
Very smart, yaar.
But I will, because, you know, since for the benefit of the listeners at home, you can take a second now to go to my page and look at the profile, because that's what I'm doing right now with the guest also. Aray, but I'm very proud of this. It'll load at some point.
So, not kuch bhi will be kuch bhi. Not kuch bhi, matlab something.
Not kuch bhi is
very
just,
specific, no?
Like, it's like the logic, the diametric opposite of kuch bhi mehta would be not kuch bhi mehta.
Okay.
There's not too much sense to look into that. Just like,
it itna nahi sochne.
It made easier for him to bifurcate basically.
Nahi khuli nahi raha, internet hi nahi acha. Kya Jio hai tumhare paas?
Nahi, Jio nahi hai mere paas.
Ye chalega.
Are, ghar pe Jio aa gaya yaar, pawn hi nahi aata hai abhi. Load hi nahi hota yaar. 6 mahina ho gaya yaar. Main to memory pe ja
raha. But wo to har jagah band ho gaya na.
Airtel पे भी बंद हो गया है. हाँ, ये लीजिए. Everybody else's phone seems to have better internet.
कोई नमस्ते बोल रहा तुमको WhatsApp पे.
So I make these grids, which I don't think are particularly photographic.
I hate these grids, by the way.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah. Me too.
Like, hate them.
Yeah.
Because एक photo में दिखता ही नहीं है क्योंकि you are usually on the timeline ना. तो
no, I the you mean the three thing ना.
Yeah.
The three thing I only do once. Like okay. That's the only one. Others are all like bifurcated.
Oh, like this grid, like
yeah, like making the landscape portrait, landscape portrait, black and white color.
I hate those weird ones where they like make one person's face like 8 blocks.
Yeah.
And then they upload
and then you
got
Aak and Naa.
They're like Mr. Potato Head from Toy Story after that.
और कुछ भी अजीब अजीब चीजें आ रही होती हैं इधर उधर यार, मतलब तुम्हारे टाइमलाइन पे सिर्फ इतना सा कुछ दिख रहा है, मतलब
I love that you can't see it at home, but he just like motioned towards the chest area for a good while.
Well, you can see, we have cameras here.
Now you can
see. Yeah.
Not at home though, because we're not live broadcasting this.
Yeah. Oh, amazing.
But I was thinking about this, like the word Kamaka itself is such a cute, like, you know, North India word. Like most of these, if you see in the modern dialect, they seep in so easily, like Tatti, Airway, Kamaka,
Koina.
And like, and even Bombay people just like say it, Palang Tod or whatever.
Hagu.
Hagu. Specifically Bombay.
Yeah, very Bombay.
Huh? Yeah. Hagu. Matlab,
that's the feeling you have. Yeah.
Hagna matlab.
Yeah.
Hug diya. Hug.
Oh, it's called Hagu.
Hagu.
That's a cute word. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like saying fuck all, but like.
Yeah, you know, I'll start calling people Hagu.
That's why actually fuck all became what. Fuck all is also a very Bombay thing.
Yeah.
Fuck all is also.
For the longest time, I thought fuck all is very nice.
I know.
You know?
Because. So, yeah.
When I came to Bombay, I like, this is such a fuck all shot. They'll be like, nahi achha hai to. I like, haan bhai to bol raha hu. And they're like, nahi, fuck all matlab ganda.
Huh.
Yeah. It's like, oh.
Yeah,
but I've heard fuck all being used in British sitcoms also. Like it's done fuck all for the economy. So they used to say it and then we adopted it somehow. And made like...
We made a fuck all.
Yeah.
We ruined it.
Yeah. And there's something called NG also. I never knew what NG is.
Not good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that also I learned later on.
I was like, kitna time save kar liya tum logon ne?
Haan. Ye negative lagta tha mereko pehle.
NG. I never even heard of it.
The first time I was on a set was when I was very young, and there was a Marathi TV serial.
How
being
old
shot.
Are you?
I'm 26.
See,
now.
You told this story now, bitch. This,
I know, I know. I'm telling him in a different context. Oh, see the spin I had on it. See the spin, bro. See the spin. And this is that story, but from an NG point of view.
Okay, cool.
And as it is, they used to speak in Marathi, and I didn't understand Marathi very well then.
Yeah.
But like the words I did understand, one of the words was always NG. So that's how I learned it. I was like, okay, jo bhi hai, NG ka full form rahega kuch, but in this context, when this guy said it, it means
NG.
Ki ye achha nahi.
Oh, bahut sahi. But yeah, so Tejinder Singh Khamkha, and then almost like two and a half years later, when I actually thought that now my work is something that I can, like, I can go professional. I was anyways doing like very, you know, like when you're in college, you're shooting like on side pay, wedding, senior ki wedding ho rahi hai, so you go and shoot that and you make some extra bucks. And then, so I studied architecture.
Ah, okay.
And my seniors who had like passed out from the college and like quite early, so they sort of knew about me. So they would start, they started hiring me, ki, oh, humare projects se humne ghar banaya, jaake please photograph kara and all of that stuff. So I kept doing that for almost two and a half years, and then I sort of thought to myself ki abhi kuch aise ek naam hona chahiye jisse, you know, you people sort of could know you or connect something
things.
So I had I was anyways very anti that whole photography something ke, this photography, that photography. So, and I heard this word called photo artist somewhere, and that stayed with me.
Yeah.
And then Khamkha, I took it from Tejinder Singh Khamkha and sort of put them together. And that's how the whole, that Khamkha photo artist started.
Nice.
Yeah. And a lot of people in Punjab told me ki bahut like ghatiya naam hai.
No, but it has that rustic novelty.
Okay.
In Bombay.
Okay.
Since you're new here, let me tell you.
Yes.
But, you know, it's interesting that you said you did architecture, because whenever I come, like, some of the best Instagram handles I come across, or like, you know, generally photographers I see are usually people who are ex-architecture. Like,
I did not also complete architecture, by the way.
Is it a perspective thing, though?
I think it somehow gives you that sense of, what is it called?
Bird's eye view. No. Sorry, I'm screwing words.
No, I just feel like they are looking at a building aesthetics. From this angle, that, huh? Aesthetics, oh,
I think it gives you some sense of aesthetics.
Yeah, very linear, whatever.
Look what? At,
like,
linear?
Not linear.
As in, like, right angles.
General. Like, I'm just, generally.
Guys, I'm the only one bridging gaps, so, okay?
Very poorly.
But when did you quit architecture?
Last semester of my college.
I knew it. This is one of those stories. Oh, okay. Great.
Yeah, so,
what was the moment?
It was quite shit, though. Basically, so I, in third year of my college, I did not go to college at all. There was some issues back home with my father's business and everything. So I left, like, left as in, so my university had this thing that no matter how many exams you fail in a year, you will anyways be promoted to next year.
Right. And then give them next year.
And then appear while you're still in, like, next year, and uske baad karte jao clear. So third year I skipped pura. Fourth year ka jo pehla semester hota hai, like seventh semester, we have the whole semester as a training program.
Okay.
So I directly went to my training.
Right.
I interned with Gurmeet Rai, who's wife of Raghu Rai, the crazy ass photographer. And that's where I, like, you know, I got more inspired to take photos and the kind of photos he was taking. So when I went back to my college, I observed a very, like, shitty behavior from my professors. They were like, if I would ask questions, they would sort of taunt me, ke, oh, you were not here. How would you know? You know? So that sort of became all, like, it's a compiling up on me.
Yeah.
Like, I would try not to ask questions. I had fear ki I would not go to the college.
Yeah.
But I still picked up myself, started going, started clearing exams. And what happened in the last semester was, last semester is our thesis project. And I was told that I can't appear for thesis because I have backs from the last past few semesters. And that was not the rule of the university. It was a made-up rule by our college, which was not even there when I had signed in for my admission.
Right.
I was like, let's take out those forms. If it says there and if I've signed on it, I will drop and I'll come back next year and do it. They did not agree to that. They started marking me absent while I was in the class. They never let me present whatever I was working on. And I got to know about that I'm being marked absent almost after a month.
Right.
And I went to my principal, confronted him, and he said that this is how it is. We've told you, bachche, ye wo, aap nahi kar sakte ho. And I think I just lost my shit there. I was like,
this was in Chandigarh?
This is in Chandigarh. Right. It's this university called Chitkara University.
Okay.
I threw my register at his desk. I was like, if this is how the system is, then I don't want to become part of it.
Yeah.
I went back to my hostel room and I, like, 15 minutes into it, I was like, what the fuck have I done? You know? Matlab, abhi ghar pe kya bolunga? Matlab, ye hero ban kya gaya? So I sort of, and there was this, so I had lots of friends in Bombay, then as well. I used to do a lot of these model United Nations conferences.
Yeah.
So Government Law College organizes one every year. So they had called me and I was like, yaar, yaar, thesis nahi aa sakta. The first time I called them, I was like, main aa raha hu. But mere ko extra din rukna hai kyunki I don't know what to do with my life right now. So I came, I chilled with my friends for almost a month.
Oh, wow.
In Bombay. They were super nice enough to sort of accommodate me in their houses here and there. So wahi hua, phir that happened. I went back home, told my parents ki abhi chuttiyan chal rahi hain ghar pe, school mein, college mein types. So they were like, "Achha, theek hai." And then they were like, "Tu ja hi nahi raha hai. 2 mahine ho gaye." And then I got my first job in Delhi. So it, they were like in this, they were also like not too pushy about ke they knew ki wo bachcha ek saal ghar raha hai, to let's give him his time. They were like, ek saal baad kar lega.
And then you just never got around.
That, then I think, pichle saal I went back to college.
Yeah.
And I just told them to take my name off their registers and everything. And told them, you can't use my name anywhere about universities. At, like that I was part of your university or anything like that.
Yeah.
Annulled that relationship completely.
Yeah. It's like, tore it off.
I want that to happen though. Like one day, either of my school, like I had a good experience with only one college of mine, the diploma one.
Uh-huh.
The degree college and my school was shit to me.
Yeah.
So I want to have that whole revenge phase where, like, will they call me back? I go to the podium, say some nice things, and then start fucking ripping into it. Like, this fucking PD teacher is a pedophile, fucking sad kid. And that bitch, you know, is sleeping with that bitch, or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever
yeah.
Goss I had, just make shit up. Yeah. I have that whole planned up planned though.
My school shut, so I have nothing to go back to. But we had this guy who was, who apparently came to our school because he molested some kid in some other school.
The fuck?
And I think that was the hierarchy back then. Like, you molest somebody in ICSE, you get shifted to state board.
Yeah.
Like, it was not like there was no proper, you know, procedure. Jail kuch
you molest somebody in SSE, you go to government school and become professional molester.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same. I think my school had something like people in, so they were like, you know, like top schools in the city and then like public schools. So the convent school ke jitne fail hue bachche hain, ninth class ke, wo sare ninth class mein public schools mein aa jate hain.
But for molesters, like. So, I never got a chance. Up, yeah. I went to my law college called me. My law college called me for to be chief guest at the annual day because somebody backed out. And I went and I depressed the fuck out of the kids. I went and I told them life is empty and you need to find something that motivates you right now. You think this is the hard part, this is the easy part. This is all downhill from here.
Yeah.
And then I came back.
Like, around 2 months ago, my diploma college, which I actually like, they called me because they were getting accreditation. And they were like, you need some of our bright alumnus to come back and give bright reviews. And I was like, okay, because I like this college.
Yeah.
And the teachers were like really nice to me. I used to fuck around a lot but still pass. Because again, my co-students were from Chunabati. So like, I would pass.
You don't even know. But
it sounds
like
the,
funny.
What is Chunabati?
It's Chunabati. Like, it's where people don't come out of. Like, you know, they just like stay there for their entire lives and have same kids with the same names for years. It's basically like a small
like, how can you have same kids with the same names?
It's hyperbole. It's not actually how it
happens. It's just a neighborhood that's shat on. You know what I mean?
No.
And it has, like, every city has a place which is not nice. Like, I mean, so say you're in Delhi and you're like, oh, ye to Lutens ki ladki hai. Oh, ye to East Delhi ka londa hai.
Oh, like that.
That kind of.
Okay.
Jis pe relatable content banta hai apne desh mein. So, wo aisa Chunabati tatti hai. Phir Nala Sopar. Nala Sopar. Just sounds wrong, na? Nala Sopar. The naam mein hi nala hai.
Ghatkopar.
Ghatkopar.
Where I come from, famously, Bhayandar.
Bhayandar.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So
Bhayandar is too far, no, I think.
Yeah, it's quite
check
far.
My video out, by the way. So. Edited by Anuj Mehta, who's right here. And viewed by Akash Mehta first. Performed by me, of course. But back to college days, okay? So they were like, can you come back and give us a glowing review? And I'm like, cool, okay. And they gave us like the whole questionnaire one day in advance. I read everything. I was happy. And So remember that whole thing happened where the Pakistan missile attack happened, like the whole India Pakistan conflict was happening, yeah. And we were like, let's go, yeah, and fuck Pakistan up, and we were, India was like, no, and then they start strikes in Nalasopara,
yeah,
they start stopping trains in Nalasopara by jumping in. So basically, what? Yeah. What happened is, because there was a Kashmir issue.
You are so surprised. You are in which country in the last 40 years, dude? Or whatever. This happens in your country.
27 years.
Why not?
So, Kashmir mein hue atank.
40 years.
Okay. Remember the whole situation.
It's 40 years ho raha na, Bakchodi. Sorry. Sorry, Naveen. Sorry.
Yeah,
I hope the camera records the frustration that's on my face. Right.
But, it's quite wide.
Main yeah.
Don't know.
So Kashmir mein hue dange, okay? And we were like, ki, so the rippling effect was that in Bombay of all places, mm-hmm, in Nalasopara of all places, mm-hmm, the people were like, how can we stay quiet and not attack Pakistan right now? We are being cowards.
Yeah.
And to stop this message, like to get this message across, we'll stop the trains.
So they started jumping in front of the trains. To stop the trains.
And in an ideal democracy, they would have just run over them and finished them altogether. But that motorman stood by.
Democracy.
That's what you do. You just like eliminate them.
Survival.
That's not ideal democracy.
Yeah, that's not.
It's my ideal democracy. It's my utopia. But these guys now stopped the train. The railroad happened. And Dalsupara is 2 stations after Bayandar. So I got a ready excuse to not go, yeah, for this accreditation altogether. And I'm like, I'm stuck in Bayandar for 2 hours. I can't, yeah, get out. And I was in Santa Cruz the whole day. I was just
chilling.
I didn't want to go, dude.
What a bad person you are. They could have gotten accreditation.
Oh, accreditation got anyways. Okay, like, there were other people to like fill up. It's okay. Not like,
yeah,
they were counting on my word for it. But I am that person. I'll just like whizzle a lot of things by making the damnedest excuse. Or using some people's conflict as you, my excuse, yeah, to not, yeah, do something.
Ouch. The most I've used is... Haan, wo to hai, par abhi apna hai na, to kya karenge?
Theek.
Achha, toh abhi fir toh ho gaya. So what was the first job in Delhi though?
So I had interned with this another organization.
Okay.
It's called the Anad Foundation.
Okay.
So they...
Sorry.
What happened?
What did you hear?
Anad.
You heard it right and still found it funny?
No. It's Anad. A-N-A-D. He heard Anad.
Don't hide your face.
You found this on the popcorn. इसका फाउंडेशन ही नहीं है जो
ओके आई थिंक वी गॉट टेक अ क्विक ब्रेक
आई एम फाइन
नो आई एम नॉट फाइन
लेट्स टेक अ ब्रेक एंड बी बैक ऑन द लैप
It's already raining on your tea, man. Avoid wearing lighter shades to avoid sweat patches. That is a comment, yeah, that I have, actual comment I have gotten.
Your sweat patches are legendary though.
They are. And somebody replied underneath saying, don't call him out like that.
They are
bro.
Actually.
Yeah, they're quite there.
Pretty much, yeah.
I just can't, like, yeah. That's like a genetic thing. Can't do anything
it's
about
like
it.
It's like right there.
Have you tried, you know how, you know those antiperspirants you get? You know what happens if you sweat through an antiperspirant? It creates a white... ज़्यादा हिला लिया वाला फोमीनेस that
you've sweat through an antiperspirant.
I have sweat through several antiperspirants. I have sweat through underarm sweat patches that you wear like
are
a bra.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I have sweat, yeah, and this is like at varying weights, so it's not a fat content thing either. It's a genetically thingy.
Yeah,
thing.
I need to buy different sizes of bra also along.
नहीं पर वो शेव करके भी फर्क नहीं पड़ा खुला रख के भी फर्क नहीं पड़ा सो नाउ दे आर जस्ट देयर इज जस्ट दैट
शी जस्ट गो टैंक टॉप्स डूड देन नो वन कैन टेल
No, they can. Because, no, and you can see the liquid drops like shimmering in the room light. Yeah. I could pull this right now and you would be able to. Can you see the shimmer? The shimmer of Bagal that I have to offer to the world.
Shimmer of Bagal. Your autobiography.
And it's damn funny because in this video, I've already mentioned that the subtitles already make fun of the fact that I have armpit sweat.
Hmm.
Yeah. Like I have a whole subtitle that reads, pause here to comment about armpit sweat. But I guess that's what they're doing now. So
yeah.
It makes sense. Welcome back. I know that's a very victim blaming mentality, my friend.
Oh. Sweat patches are like global warming. We're selectively like spreading towards the under part of it.
What?
Your sweat patches are like global warming.
I'm waiting to understand the analogy.
I just said it.
Okay,
there's
cool.
Nothing. There's an analogy.
Shall we welcome them back?
We should.
Welcome back, guys, to the second half. Last episode, last half, we had to actually take a physical break because Naveen was very exhausted and there was a laughing fit that was felt for 3 blocks.
Yeah.
Or फिर light चली गई और फिर बहुत कुछ हुआ. और अब हम वापस आ गए.
Nice. So Anad Foundation.
Yeah. Yes.
Anad Foundation.
What does that mean?
So Anad means something. That has not been created, I think. Or something which can't be destroyed.
What is this foundation?
These are two very different concepts.
I'm sorry. Anad means which has no end.
Acha, acha, acha. Like, Anad, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Infinity.
Infinity, sorts, yeah. Like there's Anant also, there's Anad also.
Okay.
So they are basically into archiving.
Okay.
And documentation of cultural heritage.
Oh, that's primary. A very appropriate name.
Yeah, so, and they're particularly working around Sikh musicology.
Oh,
so
sweet.
The guy I used to work with, he used to run this this facility in Sultanpur Lodhi in Punjab.
Okay.
Where he would bring in other musicians from across the India and across the globe.
Hmm.
Would come in and teach students singing, certain musical instruments.
Right.
And some of the lost, you know, ways of singing and ways of playing instruments and all free of cost.
Huh.
So all you need to do is like just be there to sort of learn and grasp. So we were doing that for, I did that for a year. So I majorly was into documenting in terms of photo, video and audio and then archive it properly once right. we come back. Yeah. And he, when he was young, he's shot so much on films and VHS tapes and yeah. everything. So we were also like looking into how... So I started scanning lots of his pictures that he's shot in right. 90s and 80s. And then... So yeah, it was majorly to do with... lot to do with visual, audio-visual thing. And so whatever photos and videos I would take, I would sit down with him. And he would sort of comment, you know, this could be done this way, this could be done this way.
Right.
So he also sort of polished me in terms of my work, like in terms of photography mm-hmm. as well. So I did that for a year. And in between this, he also contested a bi-poll elections, which happened in Kharusab. Okay. So he was the MP candidate from Aam Aadmi Party the last time elections happened in 2012.
What's his name?
Pai Baldeep Singh.
Okay.
Yeah, so he contested from Sultanpur Lodhi only, I think.
Okay.
And this time he contested the assembly by-elections because there was seat empty
right.
there and it was in Khadur Sahib.
Okay.
So I managed his election.
Oh, you managed the entire campaign?
Yes.
Oh, that's it. That's
that was like, stuff. Yeah, it was crazy. So we had like, you know, and he had sort of sided himself from Aam Aadmi Party.
Right.
He was more from in like Yugendra Yadav's team set up. And so we had the whole Swaraj Abhiyan team come up and set up their system there. So we had Yugendra Yadav come in. We have all yeah. these like heavyweights, you know, coming in and sort of helping us and put up the nice campaign up. But we fucked up in some paperwork.
Okay.
And we were disqualified.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that was really sad.
Of all the things,
I know.
Oh, no. But it must be so daunting generally running an election because
it is.
The parties you're fighting are
yeah, yeah, yeah. So we were like, Congress wasn't contesting election.
Okay.
Because their MLA had only stepped down because of, there was something, I don't know if you remember, in Punjab, in 2015, late 2015, there were some people who started touring pages from Guru Granth Sahib.
Okay.
The holy scripture of
yeah.
Sikhs, right? And those pages would find in like, you know...
outside a Gurdwara.
Not outside the Gurdwara. Okay. They will, you'll find them in some gutter.
Right.
You'll find them on like walls and there's something like, you know, shit has been put on them.
Yeah, I read about this. Like,
yeah, so it's happening so much as if it was just planned. And it went on to become a huge deal.
Yeah.
And, you know, there were all these dharnas and everything happening because Sikhs were really, they didn't know what's happening. Like, and it's quite sentimental for them.
Yeah.
And in between all of this peaceful dharnas happening, there were three young men who were shot by the police.
Oh, okay.
So that became a huge outcry among Sikhs across the globe. And in response to that, the Congress MLA, he stepped down.
Right.
And so he never fought that election again. So Congress party sort of took it like, we won't contest. So we contested as independent. Like, by Baldeep Singh contested as independent. Right. And we were like, the circumstances were such, we could have won the election very easily.
But the goof up. But what was the goof up?
So his vote was in Delhi.
Okay.
We were told that in order to contest elections, we have to get his vote made from Khadur Saab, the local.
Yeah.
He need to have a local voter ID.
Yeah.
So we got the transfer done.
Yeah.
We got his vote cut in Delhi.
Yeah.
And we had somebody who went there, got his vote cut, came back with the receipt ki unka vote cut gaya. And we just had to made his vote in Khadur Saab. In this process, somebody applied for his vote online. So once you apply online, there's an automatic system that you can't have your vote before 15 days or 20 days. And the local people, what they do is, like SDM's office and SDO's office, who's supposed to give you the vote, they will, I mean, which is also wrong though technically, but they will anyways file in your, you know, like that we came to you 15 days ago.
Yeah.
And they'll give us vote next day.
Yeah.
So that happened. And the day we filed in our papers, we still had 5 more days of time gap that was there. And then there's this, after filing in papers, there are 2 days when they take, agar koi kagaz kam hai ya zyada hai, you can like fill in.
Yeah.
And we couldn't get our vote on time. So they disqualified us.
Aish, of all the things.
Like how online things takes more time than the actual paperwork.
Yeah. No, no, actually, it's
automation.
It's a process. I mean, you know, you changing your vote from one place to another.
We need to cross-check also.
Yeah, they'll just like put out a notification saying, you know, this guy is changing his vote. If anybody has objection,
That's why those 15 days are there.
Yeah, so that's why that time gap. And it's just like when you're doing it offline, you can sort of mingle here and there with the registers, which is like a normal thing.
But that's very interesting because for parliamentary elections, you can run from 2 places. There's no number.
No, so you can do that for assembly also. Elections also.
So then you have to have dono ka voter ID card?
You have to have a voter ID from Punjab somewhere, I think.
Within the state.
So it's like within the state, you can do assembly elections. Within India, you can do parliament elections.
Right.
So that's the...
Okay. So because it was not a Punjab voter ID. That's too close.
Yeah.
But that didn't
because,
work out.
It didn't work out. Because he contested MP elections from Punjab. And MP, you just need a voter ID from anywhere across India, right? So that nobody thought, why is that not happening? And by the time we sort of were told, aisa hota hai, I think we had elapsed that 15 days.
Oof, that's a goof up of major proportions for a bipole man.
Crazy.
Ouch. Deposit to nahi gaya at least.
I don't know. Don't know about those details though.
Deposit diya.
But yeah, that was fun. And then I was just talking to him about Assam. Suppose that I got commissioned to photograph Gaurav Gogoi's campaign in Assam assembly elections.
Okay.
So that was fun.
Yeah. That sounds very interesting. Yeah. Assam generally very pretty place.
It is. I got to travel.
What year is this?
2016.
Okay. Right.
That's when the Assam assembly. That's when Congress was voted out.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
Which part?
Just being there, you know, being there and photographing and getting
were
to
there
know
till people. The results?
No, I was there just the first phase.
Okay.
First phase of campaigning basically.
Okay.
And then I had to come back because I had to come and join the organization again, the foundation.
Right.
So I worked with them for almost a year. I started in May 2015 and I worked till June 2016.
Okay.
And by the time I left, I had already gotten a fellowship in Bangalore.
Okay.
Which was to start in August. So this fellowship is called Urban India Fellowship Program.
Okay.
It's at Indian Institute for Human Settlements.
Okay.
And we look at cities, especially in Global South. So, you know how the idea is like, oh, there's a Western countries and there are these Eastern countries. So, in this very academia way of talking, they don't call it Westernized or anything. So, they call it Global North and Global South. And so, we were looking at how cities in Global North were coming up.
Yeah.
When they were coming up in like late 1900s, right? And how cities in Global South are coming up.
Yeah.
And what's the difference? So when we're talking about Jugaad, we actually had a whole session on Jugaad as a concept and theory.
Yeah.
I was being very subtle about this, but I can't do anything subtle. He's also moving the mic near my face now.
Yeah, but Jugaad is definitely like a well-documented Indian phenomenon.
It is. So that helped me a lot in sort of understanding a lot about...
Did you have case studies for Jugaad?
Not really, because it was just one session.
Ah, okay.
And that fellowship was very limited also, like 9 months of fellowship.
Right.
And we looked at identity, social practice, governance, economy, ecology, services, infrastructure, and a lot. And then we were doing it like, you know... So, and all of us, all the fellows, 30 of us were there. All of us from different backgrounds. One of the things that got me into it was that they said, even if you're not graduated or even if you have not had a formal education, we'll still accept you.
Yeah, that you makes know? A lot of sense.
Yeah, so I got in there and they pushed me a lot into photography.
Right.
You know, they were like, and I used to sit in the classroom with camera on the, like next to me in the table. And I would photograph professors while they're teaching, and they would have zero problem with that. And they would like tell me to, you know, like if you have to write 1,000 words essay, so they'll tell me, Teji, you write 600 words and you give us 20 photos.
Yeah.
Oh, and I think that kind of...
But shouldn't it be one photo instead of the entire essay if it's 1,000 words?
But I'm sure they would want me to write something also.
Yeah. But that's... I mean, it's a weird question to ask, but why photography of all the different artistic things you've come into contact with?
I don't know. I think that's one thing that has been my, you know, sort of way out. Even when I was studying architecture and I would feel stress, I would just like take my friend's camera and roam around in the campus because I couldn't afford camera in college. So they would like... Just give me the camera that like you can keep it for 10 days, 15 days.
Right.
You know, because they got bored. Like they bought the cameras in second year.
Yeah, they did. Really.
And within like 6 months, they were done with it. And I was like, guys, can I like have your cameras for like some time?
All art exists because at some stage or the other, rich people get bored. That's why comedians exist. That's why this podcast exists.
Yeah.
Rich people have time, disposable income.
I know, right? So they would lend me the cameras and I would roam around in the university campus in the evening and I would take photos of people. And I majorly shoot people, so I don't find any sort of aesthetic sense or I can't relate to buildings, though I'm an architecture student. Can't relate to buildings or nature per se.
That's my complete opposite when I take photos. I can't do people at all. People is so difficult. It just seems unfathomable to be able to capture everything.
Seriously? I think people, because the kind of emotions they express.
I feel it's overwhelming. I feel like there's no way I can capture. I mean, not like I can capture a cloudscape when I'm in the flight either, but at least I can somehow, you know, like somehow capture an essence of it if I take that photo. But if it's a person, I don't have the confidence only.
Oh, I think it's the other way around for me. I can't relate with anything else because with humans, I think I can relate. I can, you know, like if they're smiling or talking or whatever, like the sad, the crying, jumping around, the naked. I mean, there's something that I can relate to. I was doing this or that.
Did you do a lot of street photography with people?
Not really. So my streets were my college university campus.
Right.
Because I stayed in hostel all 5 years. And I mean, 4 years, whatever. Like,
so we'll find out if you stay for 1 more year.
Yeah, I think so.
Were you on vacation when your parents were asking? But the other thing, right? Like, as you said, buildings obviously have so much personality usually. Like there's so much.
Of course they've character. Gone through. Yeah.
Nature, I don't feel like nature's that bigger factor. Sometimes again, like Akash's whole cloud pond series going on.
Yeah.
I like big trees, like fucking fat ass
cloud pond. It was aerial photography. Now is new. Now again we move to flowers. Please don't
like misguide. What are you hard on? Like
I don't think he follows you properly.
No.
But I follow him in real life.
Yeah, that's like, the
I'm the only one who cares apart from all his Instagram followers. It's the true.
But that's sweet.
But as you were saying, like my friend Nanak would do this where he would talk to people.
Nanak.
He's trying to, yeah, he's also Sikh.
That's a nice thing.
Bhatia. Mm. Nanak Bhatia. Used to manage me also. So he would like talk to people personally, mm-hmm. and I would see him doing that because I was like, I'm very like outside of this studio, I would not be able to talk to much of common janta. I just feel like tongue tied sometimes. Mm. But he would go and approach them, and that way he would capture more of what the photography's essence is, like in terms of getting their perspective into the photo. And I'm saying like because it's so overwhelming to like get everything that they have gone through, but in that moment when you talk to them, you get little bit of their information and little bit of their personality captured in that frame.
Yeah.
And since then I've started doing that as well, like, you know, not just like jumping onto things.
True. I mean, I would never like take photos without permission of other people, of course. Like I would go initiate a conversation even if I don't know them. Most of the times I'll anyways end up seeing people who I know from college or university. But even, you know, the new people in the campus, I would go talk to them, where they're from, what are they doing, why are they doing it, you know, why they're not doing any other courses. So I think that conversation leads you somewhere.
Yeah, but that needs a lot of empathy to get into that conversation with someone. You really need to care. Like you can't, there can't be any superficialness in that conversation.
Yeah. But I think that's, I don't know, I feel connected with people very easily and very quickly. And it's both ways. Either I'll feel a lot for you or I'll be like, I can't stand this person. You know, and I can't fake it. If I don't like you, I can't fake it. I will tell you on your face, or I'll tell like somebody who knows me and we have a common connection that please keep this person away from me as much as you can.
Yeah.
So that, and I think that is one place where I struggle also, especially being in this profession where, you know, I have to photograph people, and if there's some client who I have to photograph and I can't match that.
Yeah.
So I will end up saying that I'm not going to photograph.
Yeah.
So I end up losing business.
Yeah, that's one invariable. Like monetizing your art form is difficult for
it
all
is.
Of those.
Yeah.
Like we started this whole conversation with the fact that you have like a very selective way of working.
Yeah.
And I think that's also okay because after you do certain amount of work artistically, you reach that point where you're just like, now at least I should be able to follow what I want to follow, right?
Yeah. But I'm just starting, like.
Yeah, that's what I'm about. My concern was that like, neither of any of us in this room have, like, reached that podium where we're like, now I'll take work.
Yeah.
But you took that chance selectively.
Yeah.
So, do you have, like, any thoughts about that?
You know, so, one thing is that I don't have too many aspirations, I'd say.
Okay.
So, I'm very clear on, like,
That helps, no?
It helps a lot. Like, I know, like, I don't have to send money back home for my parents. There's, like, खेत हैं वहां से रोटी तो आ रही है प्लीज भूखा नहीं मरा कोई घर पे और घर भी अपना है बिकॉज माय पेरेंट्स लिव इन विलेज
धरती भी अपनी है अपना अंबर है सॉरी
ओके
इट्स लगान डिफरेंस या
ने 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 धरती अपनी है अपना अंबर है तू आ जा रे
ओके तो आ गए हम बात पे
फाइनली
सो आई थिंक दैट हेल्प्स अ लॉट सो आई एम लाइक यार ज्यादा से ज्यादा क्या होगा काम नहीं मिलेगा ना तो वापस जाके खेती कर लेंगे
हाँ
और उससे अच्छा आई वेंट टू ऑरोविल टू इयर्स अगो And I loved that place, yaar. And I was like, ये तो मेरा backup plan है. मतलब कहीं भी कुछ नहीं होगा, तो मैं उधर चला जाऊँगा.
Can't believe how many people have said this to me in the past 2 years.
Are you serious?
It's crazy.
It is.
Yeah, three of my other
friends.
It's gonna
be full of jaded artists in 10 years. That's what's gonna happen.
Painting walls they built.
But it's really nice place to be and chill at, man.
Yeah,
I think.
Until it becomes a cult.
Yeah, a matter of time.
Yeah, but I think it's hard to sort of become like curl, because there's no particular way of.
Yeah, but then like there's also been news about inherent homophobia within the Auroville community.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so like recently a trans person wrote about this. I don't know if I can help link this article with the episode, but it's important.
We can.
Yeah, yeah, it's important to understand like the idea behind any free community is to let everybody be free.
Sure, yeah.
And as I said, like trans people in the community face the most rejection and hate because of the visual, difference in their physical structure.
Yeah,
so that's why like some people have been hateful towards trans people in the past.
That's
so. Let's hope it doesn't happen in the future.
Yeah,
yeah.
But coming back to the whole empathy part of it, as you said, like you don't have that understanding of okay, garbage kuch bejna nahi and whatever.
Yeah.
But I was just thinking about this only. Like the other day, I was the chemist and. And like I have achieved that much in my life where I can go to a chemist and like not only buy medicines but like okay buy a fruit and nut bar or whatever and that's like splurging, you don't need that.
Yeah.
And I remember like I was only worrying about how much my medical bills are for one stupid thing like an infection or whatever, but there was a lady over there who was visibly middle class, like struggling to make ends meet. Mm-hmm. And out of like the 10 things she needed, like she could only pay for like 7 of those.
Mm.
And my heart in that moment just like broke, dude. I could not I could not fathom one way of doing it is like volunteering to help her out.
Yeah.
But how much will that solve really? Because the bigger picture, the bigger game in her life is skewed against her, right? And that's what I feel more like when I see, because my parents have gone through some real shit. Like mm-hmm. they have seen the most depravity in their life and it just harkens back to that past where we didn't have anything and now you can't even like approach anybody and say that things will be better because you don't know if it's going to be better.
Yeah.
For example, like at Andheri station I would work in Marol and every night at 11 p.m. when I would reach the station there was a lady who was homeless staying at the station and her only good friend was a dog, okay? And like if anybody gave them a biscuit or whatever, which some of us would do from my office as well, she would share the biscuits with the dog and they both would like cuddle and sleep.
Wow.
And I tried capturing that image in fact on my Instagram way back when my phone was shitty but I could not get the essence of that. Mm-hmm. Eventually it was all like how your human psyche breaks down in that moment, you can never really capture it. And that just like breaks my heart all the time. Think about it, there's so many people without so much.
True.
Somehow they're still like they find their own happiness and the dog and the lady, they're cohesive in their own way,
But I think sometimes like what I believe is that because we are in some position and it's just like universe conspires in a way that we are put alongside with them where they need some help and we could do something about it.
Yeah.
Though it's momentarily, but at that time if you do that, I think that's what was needed at that time.
Yeah.
So I remember like one of the things that I do, I mean there's no pride in this, but it's just when I thought that I want to like learn more about photography and I would look for some sort of workshops that I can go and attend or whatever, like, and I would see all these photography workshops would cost like bomb, like 2 days 15,000 rupees, 3 days some 50,000 rupees, and sadly I didn't follow too many photographers initially, but it helped me sort of making my own style. So I followed only Raghu Rai and Prabhudha Das Gupta, and what it helped. And because Raghu Rai was Magnum photographer, so I would end up seeing Magnum workshops, which were like, they'll cost bomb, 2 days 75,000, 1 day 80,000, that sorts. So what I recently started doing, like since last year, was to give out photography workshops to kids.
Mm.
And I don't charge for that. And I believe that it's just a way of giving back to the community of people. Because they don't know how to go about the whole thing.
Yeah.
And what to do and what to look at, what not to look at.
Yeah.
And I think if I can share some sort of my experience and my time with them, and if it can help one of the 100 people, I think that'll be...
Yeah, can't do more than you can do.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's the case for doing good things is beyond just like any kind of like, it doesn't need like a moral backing.
Even
if you look at it purely from a point of self-interest and selfishness, helping people is good for you.
Yeah.
Like you giving those classes is great because it reinforces what you know about your craft.
It does. I think I learn more about photography when I'm talking about photography to other people.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it also helps me to sort of go back and see new stuff.
Yeah.
Or what's available. What if they ask me, kya camera khareedna hai abhi, kya lens chahiye hoga, kya wo. So I think it just helps you more when you teach or talk about whatever subject you talk about. So that's one thing.
Yeah, but I think similarly, all human endeavor that helps to help other that hopes to help other human beings is a good idea for yourself.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as putting out bad vibes.
Yeah.
But now your Instagram, I mean, I was skimming through again the other day also, and it's very intense photography.
You think so?
How many people cry during these photo shoots? Be honest with me.
I don't think so anymore.
Or are you making that the look in the post? Because they look like they're going to break down sometimes.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Do you have a lot of conversations when you're doing it?
I do. We talk. I talk a lot.
Yeah.
And even my subjects talk a lot. But what happens is there's this another photographer, Bandeep Singh.
Mm-hmm.
He shoots a lot for. So All India Today covers he shoots.
Ah, okay.
So this is one thing that stayed with me from one of his conversations that I heard, that where he talks about, taking a picture for him is something, it's like freezing one moment in that timeline. And if you go back to the history 20 years ago, and if you put that moment back, it will flow.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So for me, that sort of stayed with me. And I believe that there's certain moments which pass on so quickly. You know, and you don't even have the time to sort of, even as an individual who I'm shooting, they even don't have that consciousness at that time that this just happened with me. And I think if I can capture that, and then later they could relate to it.
Yeah.
So I'll give you a very short example of this. I was just shooting Chapak. This is Meghna Gulzar's new film that she's making with Deepika Padukone. So it's based on acid attack survivors. And there's this one scene where it's a very emotionally drenching scene, and Meghna is on the screen. She's looking at the shot, how it's being taken and everything. And it's very mechanical, you know. And the whole crew, they know that because subject of the film is such. So, and I'm taking my set of photos. And I take this one picture and the shot is done and everything is fine. I take it back to Meghna and I show her this picture and she's like, whoa. She's like, and she's seen the whole scene.
Yeah.
Happening, unfolding in front of her eyes. And she's like, I was so mechanical while this was happening. And this is hitting me so much right now.
Yeah.
You know, and I think if I can able to do that with all my subjects, I think I'm being honest with my work.
Wow.
That's very nice to hear.
Yeah.
When does the movie come out? Do you have an idea about that?
Yeah, I think it's January 20 next year. 20.
And when does your work release along with that?
So basically, all the posters will be my photos.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and all the marketing, whatever photos that you'll see from Chapak, other than the first look that has come out, everything else will be my stuff.
Sweet.
Yes.
See how we came full circle. He didn't want to take the name in the beginning. Now he said all the names involved in the last story.
Yeah, but that's the movie he's worked on.
I know, but that's the beauty of it. From saying no to a movie to having done a movie, we have come full circle. I feel like this is a very nice, soft fitting end to this podcast episode.
Yeah, after we laughed a lot for no reason.
Yeah.
But that's how life is, right? Like you laugh at some points and then you aside.
Then you contemplate at some points.
And it's a good thing to take a stock of things, you know. Also understand that what we have as artists sometimes is very inherent to us, and it's a rare thing to have sometimes. Like, you know, understanding the visual storytelling that's going through one photo, like freezing that time in that moment.
True.
What we do with comedy and storytelling is basically taking one moment and, you know, amplifying it in a different way altogether. We're painting a verbal picture for that matter. And for what we do is, it's a good thing to put our work out there. And as you said, the rich people have money, they have time to listen to us, they care about us, and that's how it is.
Yeah. So, and if you have a lot of time, you can listen to the other podcasts on the IVM network, on the IVM app, or on Twitter, or wherever the hell you listen to your podcast. Naveen is House of Norona on Instagram. I am Kuch Bhi Mehta on Instagram, sometimes not Kuch Bhi Mehta on Instagram. And you want to spell out yours in case people don't know?
Khamkha, it's Khamkha.
Okay.
Photo artist. Khamkha photo artist.
Yeah. He's right there.
Yeah.
एविंग
फॉलो कर लियो
एविंग काम का
कलंक तोड़ एक नंबर
बल्ले बल्ले
चुप दे फटे बल्ला 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 ओ पापा जी